You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covesta Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covesta, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Today, Kimberly will be discussing three expensive investing mistakes. Kimberly, always good to have you with us on Covesta Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here.
And the pleasure is always ours, Kimberly. So first of all, let's discuss the first mistake, being too active. Touch on that if you would.
Well, investors have a tendency to be overly active and to chase performance. So investors buy stocks and markets that have done well recently. So if the U.S. stock market has done very, very well, there are a lot of people who will, you know, want to buy into the market at that point. And people also on the other side sell stocks that have done poorly. So a lot of investors are buying high and selling low, which is the exact opposite of a successful investing strategy. Of course, because what you want to do is buy low and sell high, right, in the perfect world. For regulatory reasons, investment performance must be accompanied by a disclaimer that says past performance is no guarantee of future returns, and that is absolutely true. And overall, what this behavior has meant for investors is that while the S&P rose an average of roughly 9% a year between 1994 and 2013, the average stock fund investor only earned 5%, a big difference.
What about the cost of investing?
Well, the second mistake is not paying attention to the fees that you pay to invest over the long term. And fees should include, that definition should be as comprehensive as possible and include investing expenses, right? So mutual fund expense ratios and management fees, as well as any trading commissions that you might pay. Overall, this is a staggering figure. Overall, Americans paid about $600 billion, with a B, in financial services fees over the last year, according to an analysis that was done by a company called FeeX. And the typical American household pays $155,000 in investment expenses during their lives. The most prevalent expense is a mutual fund expense ratio, which for actively managed funds can cost more than 1% of your investment every year. So we're looking at $155,000 as being, what the typical American pays in investment expenses during their lives. Now, contrast that, Eric, with another figure that I found interesting is that 90% of the American population has $500,000 or less in investable assets. So think about that, $155,000 in fees versus $500,000 or less in investable assets.
Steep figures there. Now, earlier we talked about being too active. What about being too conservative?
Well, I think of this as being recklessly conservative, right? Which sounds like an oxymoron, but bear with me for a moment, if you will. So State Street released a survey of 2,800 investors last year and found that Americans had an average of 36%. So more than a third of their portfolio was allocated to cash. And, that was at a time when the stock market is in the midst of one of the longest bull runs in U.S. history. So Suzanne Duncan, who's the global head of research for the Center for Applied Research at State Street, said, "Investors continue to stash cash under the mattress in surprisingly sizable ways." So consistent with State Street's finding was a survey results from a company called Openfolio, which is a website that allows investors to share and compare their portfolios with others. So again, the stock market had a great year in 2014, but nearly a quarter of investors managed to lose money. And these are the Openfolio survey results. So the company analyzed 3,000 portfolios on its site last year to try to get a sense for what happened, especially among, we're looking at a population that's motivated enough about investing to even use a platform like Openfolio. And according to the, you know, head of business development at OpenFolio, you know, people who do worse typically hold more in cash, which is true, but we have been in a prolonged bull market. So, you know, let's revisit all of this when markets are not performing so well. So it pays to have a balanced approach, but not to leave too much money invested, well, quote, invested in cash, if those funds do in fact have a very long time horizon.
Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are the most frequent mistakes made by people with substantial assets to invest?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, we're all humans, right? If we have $500,000 to invest or $15 million to invest or whatever figure. And the mistakes that millionaires make are not that different from those investors with smaller asset pools. So if we look at survey results from a poll done by a firm called the DeVere Group, which looked at global high net worth clients, the top five most frequent investment mistakes made by millionaires. Okay, here we go. The first one is failing to adequately diversify their portfolio, and that was about 23%. And that makes sense because people with, you know, people often take concentrated risks, right? Take a lot of risk to create their wealth. But the question is, you know, does that make sense, you know, over the long term for them? Second, investing without a plan. And third was making emotional decisions, right? So you can imagine this buying high and selling low, failing to regularly review the portfolio, and then last, but very importantly, focusing too much on past performance. So that's the behavior that we discussed earlier in the show.
Certainly some helpful information. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip here?
Well, you know, investors may want to consider working with a financial advisor and investment manager, you know, either digital or terrestrial, to help them navigate all of these, you know, potential investing landmines. And today, more than ever, there are a number of choices available to people with asset pools of all sizes. In Fidelity's recent Millionaire Outlook, they reported that 90% of the emerging affluent investor, that's an investor with about $200,000 to invest, so 90% of these investors who don't use an advisor feel like they aren't knowledgeable enough about investments to make decisions on their own. So that says to me that if they want to increase the likelihood of meeting their financial goals, that they would benefit from working with an investment advisor or an investment management firm.
Well, as always, Kimberly, thanks so much for your expertise here. Where can folks get more information about Covestor?
Covestor.com.
There you go, Kimberly. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us once again on Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.